We are in Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud Zayin, about page Kupeches, your copies. Mishnah Yud Zayin, Komach Leikishi L'Shem Shemayim, Saifa L'Hiskayim. Any machlaikis that's L'Shem Shemayim will remain. Now that doesn't sound so good. It will remain. We'll see in a moment. B'she'ena L'Shem Shemayim ain't Saifa L'Hiskayim. So it's not L'Shem Shemayim will not remain. Now what does that mean? Ezi machlaikis L'Shem Shemayim su machlaikis Hillel V'Shamayim. A machlaikis L'Shem Shemayim is Hillel and Shamay. So that's a machlaikis where each person is looking to find out the truth, and each person has his opinion, and it can stay. Hillel and Shammai could live with it. They could have a machlaikis, and it could be miskayim. The machlaikis could go on, and Hillel and Shammai could be best friends. V'she'en l'shem shemayim, ezi machlaikis, v'she'en l'shem shemayim, zu machlaikis kairach v'chal adasai. Zu machlaikis kairach v'adasai, where every person had his own interest at heart, so it couldn't stay. Something had to give at the end of the day. It can't stay, and somebody has to fall apart. So there's a famous Dvar Torah on this, that it should say, why does it say, Zumachleik's Kairach and his people? It's Kairach and Maisha. So the Vart, correct me if I got it right, the Vart that's usually said is this. Kairach and his people all fought against Maisha. Maisha was the chief. So Kairach wanted to be the chief. Other people wanted to be the chief. So why did they fight with Moshe? Because he was the head man, so they got into a fight with him. Now, if they would succeed in deposing Moshe, so now they will fight with each other. Because they don't have any positive reason to be together. They just have a common enemy. So that's why it's a machaikis, so to speak, kairach against Kol Hedasai, against his people. But anyway, the idea of a machaikis is that, sometimes there's a machlaikis, people delegitimize the other person. If the other person has no legitimate complaint, and then it becomes a personal machlaikis, which can't stay. The idea of a good machlaikis is it should be able to stay a machlaikis. You should be able to say at some point that reasonable people could disagree, and I hold this way and you hold that way, and there's nothing to do with anything personal. The problem is always when it becomes personal. So it's a tricky thing, you know. It used to bother my wife early in our marriage. Sometimes we disagreed on something. And instead of arguing with her, I would say, well, I think intelligent people can disagree on the point. And it was very hard for her to answer me because I called her intelligent. And like, what are you supposed to say? It's, but there's a truth. If it's not personal, so then it stays. It's syphilis kind. The machlokes could stay and nothing goes wrong. That's the goal in this type of dispute. Very hard. The gross machlokes with the chassidim is very hard machlokes to explain unless we go with what the Torah Tamima quoted the Tzemach Tzedek as saying, that the gross saved the chassidim from their own excesses. Mm-hmm. Because since they had to look over the shoulder at the gross, so they tempered their whatever they were doing, that was excess that they complained about. The truth is, if you read the Chayim of the Gra, Chassidim today don't do that. They talk about people jumping up and down during davening. He says doing somersaults. I doubt whether that was meant literally, that they do somersaults during davening. But if you go to Stalin, you can see a little bit of it. You know, have you ever been Stalin by davening? The real Staliner. So they jump up and down and scream. So it's a little bit of what the Gra was writing about. If not for Stalin, I would have never seen it. It seemed to daven just like everybody else. I mean, more or less. So I don't know. It's always hard. I mentioned to you that when the Beis Halevi and the Netziv had their Din Torah, so the Bez Din, one of the members of the Batei Din was a Magid, I mentioned it, right? Who said that, there's no good guy and bad guy. You have two good guys. It's very hard to...
But, okay. Let's say Hillel and Shammai, eventually there's a psak, and you have to abide by the psak.
Well, in their own generation, there was none. The what made Hillel and Shammai unique is that they came after the central force of the Sanhedrin was gone. Until then, there's Yerushalmi, which Tosis brings, which is misunderstood. The Yerushalmi says, there was no machlokes in Klal Yisrael, until the fight over smicha, over whether a woman does smicha or not. So the question is, what does that mean? There was no machlekes in Klal Yisrael. David and Shaul had a machlekes if mekadesh b'milva upruta mekudeshes. There were many machlekes, but till then there was a central bezdin, and there was a decision that was made. Now, once the central authority was gone, the machlekes that stayed. So Hillel and Shammai, in their generation, there was no psak. In Shammai's town, they did like Shammai. In Hillel's town, they did like Hillel.
But then, when the Gemara came,
eventually there was a consensus. Yeah.
And Shammai could not.
Well, there was no Shammai at that point. The Talmid of Shammai in their cities kept on doing what they were doing until the influence of Shammai over generations it dissipates. There are Talmidim and Talmidei Talmidim who set up their own courts. Mishnah Yud Ches. Kol ha-mizakeh es-harabim ain't chet ba'al yaday. It's a schus to be mizakeh the rabbim, to do things positive for the tzibur, for their spiritual growth. And the skula for that is that he's protected from causing people to sin. Sometimes you get involved in the tzibur, you can easily make mistakes. So ain't chet ba'al yaday, some sefer is said to have explained that somebody who's a mezak as a rabbim has a special siyata d'shmaya when he paskins. Ein chet ba'al yadai, that he should paskin correctly. One day I have to collect for a shir. There are cases here and there scattered in halacha where Adam Gadol paskined the halacha for a reason that was a mistake, but it was right for a different reason. You know, it was right for a different reason, for some other cheshbon. And, that's this idea of ein chet ba'al yadai, siyata d'shmaya. V'chol ha-machti es ha-rabim. And the reverse, someone who causes a rabbim to sin, ein ha-speaking b'yadai lasis tshuva. Why does God prevent him from doing tshuva? Very simple. Because he caused people to sin. So he's going to do tshuva and go to Gan Eden. And the people he caused to sin, they're going to be in Gehenna. So it's very difficult for him to do tshuva. Moshe zacha v'zika es ha-rabim, so s'rabim toli bay. Moshe Rabbeinu, was Mizak and the Rabbim, so he carries forever the credit. But Yeravam ben Nevat, who broke away the 10 Shvatim from Klal Yisrael, and Yeravam ben Nevat set up golden calves in two of the cities in Eretz Yisrael, Chotev Hichdi Yisra Rabbim, Chet HaRabbim Toli Boy. So the sin of the Rabbim hangs on him, Shenemar, because of the sins of Yeravam who sinned and caused others to sin. So the Mishnah seems to say that Yeravam and Nevat ain't speaking biyadei to do tshuva. Although we do find in the Medrash, as in the Gemara and Sanhedrin too, Gemara and Sanhedrin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu approached him and offered him an olive branch and said to him, do tshuva, chazar bach, v'niva atah ben yishai, netal b'gan Eden. So it seems that it's not absolute that Ema speak of Yodei Lassis Tshuva. At the end he didn't do Tshuva, but it seems the possibility was there.
Was it Rechava also that there's a Medrash that he did Tshuva? Who was it? There was somebody who was really bad.
Well, Achav, we say in our Sarbatevis Kinnis that Achav did Tshuva. Nevertheless, he didn't do Tshuva from everything. He did do Tshuva from one of his sins, but not from his avodah zarah. He didn't do tshuva. It says we say in the kinnis of the in the slichas of Asar B'Tavis that he did do tshuva. Mishnah Yotes, kol mi sheyesh bei shloisha devarim alalu hu mitamidu shel Avraham Avinu. Yes, three things that a person might do that would indicate that he's a talmid of Avraham Avinu. Shloisha devarim achenu mitamidu shel Bilam Arasha. Ayin Taiva, a good eye. Ruach Nemucha, literally a low spirit. I think it means a simple spirit. V'nefesh Shvela, and an unassuming posture. That's what Talmid Shavram Avinu. So basically, all three of these things, they're different things. Ayin Taiva means he can see others successful and it doesn't bother him. Ruach Nemucha means a simple spirit where he doesn't, he's not makbid on things, he doesn't have kapeda. And nefesh shveila is where, he's not haughty, he's, In the reverse, he's somebody who is easy to get along with and does not offend it easily. So these are three midas in the personalities. Now, where exactly we see it in Avraham Avinu, I'm not sure. Where do we see Avraham Avinu, these three midas? I'm not sure. But we see him in Avraham Avinu that he did chesed with everyone around him.
He said,
Anachi Ofer
Ve'Efer, right?
Anachi Ofer Ve'Efer. So that's a Rach Nemucha or a Nefesh Fela, maybe. An Ayin Taiva. Not sure.
So good in Sedayim, maybe the Tzadikim there.
So good in Sedayim, okay. Okay, but he was always a chesed. I think that's the thing. He wore his chesed on his, wherever he went. Wherever he went, the chesed. Was his son. Okay. Good. And the reverse, Ayin Ra, Rach Gavayev, Nefesh Rechava, Metavid Shapilam Arasha, whose haughtiness led him to destruction. Somebody who behaves as a Talmud of Avraham. Now the fact that they have a chelik in Olam Haba is no surprise. But even in this world, somebody who it's easy to get along with just has an easier life. They'll get the yesh of Olam Haba, and their treasure houses will be full. They go to Gehenim and the Be'er Shachas, to the wellspring of destruction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu take them down to the Be'er Shachas. Here's an interesting thing. The Gemara says, and people live 70 years, so Bilam didn't live 35 years. So I once said this on a Thursday phone shiur to the alarm of many people. I said that when it says in Shemais that Shloisha Hayu Ba'isai Eitzah, that when Parai looked for an Eitzah, so Yisrael, who ran away, was Eichet to become part of Klal Yisrael. Yehud was quiet. Had Yisurim. Bilam, who helped, was killed. So I said that that's not the same Bilam as the Bilam with the donkey story of Parshas Balak. Why? Because that story took place at least 86 years before the Jews left Mitzrayim. Right. There were 86 years of Shimon. So if it took place 86 years earlier and he only lived 35 years, so then it can't be the same Bilam. It's got to be, there were two people named Bilam that were not, maybe it was his father, his grandfather, I don't know.
Sure.
Well, because the Gemara says he only lived 35 years.
What's the
Achitayfel and dying? Achitayfel died, but it brings about Bilam as well. That's his name, yes. So I mentioned this, and people were very upset with me. How could you say it? I said, look, numbers don't lie. They can be the same Bilam. So somebody did find me someone who says Midrashis Chalukas. The Midrashis disagree. The one that says, 35 years, and the one that, which means that I'm right, and it can't be the same. It can't be the same. So be that as it may, there is a Gemara in the first parak in Brachas that says that somebody who davens in the same seat every day is Metalmid of Shel Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu says, what's the Pasuk? That he went down to Mitzrayim, came back, he went back to the same place. So Gemara says you should daven in the same spot every day. You're Metalmid of Shel Avraham Avinu. So where does that fit into this list? Ayin Tov, Reich Nemucha. Nefesh Rechava, I don't know. I guess it was Tanav Shire. It doesn't have everything. It's, unless it fits somehow into one of these. I don't know. Gemara seems to indicate that if you daven in the same place every day, it's easier for Kavana. I'm not sure. Okay. Mishnecha. Oh, here we actually have some comment on the bottom. Naran, you should know, are the three parts of the neshama. Nefesh, ruach, neshama. The three parts of the soul, shumachshava, dibur, maisa, which correspond to thought, speech, and action. Ayin taiva, negan, machshava. And ayin taiva is the thought process that a person looks at other people well. Kishuraina, da'aina, above the sadali batalya. The look of the eye is connected to the heart. which in this case is thought. Veruach debucha, and a simple spirit, keneged dibor. Kvash targum unkelis bepasik, vihi adam lenefesh chaya, vahava ba'adam lurach memalalon. So how do you see ruach is tied to speech. We said that the ruach of the neshama, which was blown into man, gave him the ability to speak. So ruach debucha here means that he speaks, easily, calmly. Venefesh shefela keneged maisa. And a easygoing soul is ma'isa kavash kasev a nefesh asher tasa. V'amar oichla b'elam hazev oichla b'elam haba ki derech v'sham tzolcha b'elam hazev. The derech of v'shayim is that they have a tzolcha in this world. Tamid v'sham arvinu oichla gam b'elam hazev peirusayim. And tamid v'armav arvinu also have peirus from what they do. Oichla haba lehem b'shleimus. Kavash kasev lahanchel oyev ayesh tovesh yesh b'mamish. Yesh means something that is. There's a kayach of ein, which the Kabbalistic works talk about. I know it from Rav Schwab in his Pirush on Eiv. It talks about the power called ein, the power of negativity in the world. And corresponding to that is the power of yesh, of positive. Dovish yesh b'mamish. V'loy lam hazeh, dovish ein b'mamish. Aval tevish ha'bilom, ein lam b'lam ha'bakla. Okay, mishtachav. Who Yehuda ben Tamar have a oz kanomer, the kal kanesher, rots katzvi v'gibo kari. Have the mead of strength of a leopard, the swift, the lightness of an eagle, light as an eagle, and the swiftness of a deer, and the strength of a lion. Lasis v'tzayin avichas v'shamayim. Who yoimer az panim legehenim? Somebody has too much az. Even though he said be az kanomer, but az panim goes to Gehenna, Boishis Panim Legan Eden. A person who is easily embarrassed, or means he has shame, he knows, a person who knows no shame ends up in Gehenna. A person who knows shame goes to Gan Eden. Yerazal Fadecha, Shavu Lekenu Kenavisena, Shetibana, Ircha, Bimheir, Biyameinu, Vesecha, Lekenu, Vesecha. Yudu Betema ended his words with a tefillah that the Beis Hamikdash should be rebuilt. Why is this doing in the Mishnah? It's a sign that the Midah of Azus was a part of the cause of the Chorban. That the Midah of being an Azpanim was part of the cause of the Chorban. And the Bais Rishon we know because Azus to the Nevi'im is mentioned in Allah. The Azus of the Bais Sheni is not that clear, but it does say that the Chashmenoim, their Hatzlacha was with the Koyach of Azus, Azus of Kedusha. That they were as punim. They said we can win the war against mightier people than us. So at any rate, that's the relation. The bottom he says, "Havi as kadamer kilapam midas as is tovel avaydes Hashem." Time say as is good. Avulurak abirus belev. She as is tzofum belibay. The certain courage that a person has in his heart. For loyal oiraisa, not to talk that way. But outwardly, not to show Azus, El Shomer, Avluayimer as Panam Legehenim. By Shikasav Ha'ez Ishrasha Befanav. Avabashis Panam Hanush Alpanim Munach Baishis Azus Tamirak Lavaydis Hashem is Barakulagane. Alright, so it's a hard dance, I guess, to have Azus in the right place. The Maral says that Chai Yisrael called the Azim among the nation. Marsa Shloisha Azim Heim. Chai Yisrael Azim among the nation. It also says Chai Yisrael are, Midah of Chai Yisrael is, Rachmanim, Lemechsav, Baishanim, Lemechsav. So Baishanus and Azus are reverse. And both are Midas of a Jew. Azus and Baishanus. So I guess you gotta know where to put it. I don't know where to put the Baishas and where to put the Asis. I was hoping to finish the Perek tonight, but I guess we'll finish on Thursday.